38. Mother's position and responsibilities. The husband's equal dot dash dash woman should fill the position which God originally designed for her, as her husband's equal. The world needs mothers who are mothers not merely in name but in every sense of the word. We may safely say that the distinctive duties of woman are more sacred, more holy, than those of man. Let woman realize the sacredness of her work and in the strength and fear of God take up her life mission. Let her educate her children for usefulness in this world and for a home in the better world. 231.1 The wife and mother should not sacrifice her strength and allow her powers to lie dormant, leaning wholly upon her husband. Her individuality cannot be merged in his. She should feel that she is her husband's equal, to stand by his side, she faithful at her post of duty and he at his. Her work in the education of her children is in every respect as elevating and ennobling as any post of duty he may be called to fill, even if it is to be the chief magistrate of the nation. 231.2 The queen of the home dot dash dash the king upon his throne has no higher work than has the mother. The mother is queen of her household. She has in her power the molding of her children's characters, that they may be fitted for the higher, immortal life. An angel could not ask for a higher mission, for in doing this work she is doing service for God. Let her only realize the high character of her task, and it will inspire her with courage. Let her 232 realize the worth of her work and put on the whole armor of God, that she may resist the temptation to conform to the world's standard. Her work is for time and for eternity. 231.3 The mother is the queen of the home, and the children are her subjects. She is to rule her household wisely, in the dignity of her motherhood. Her influence in the home is to be paramount, her word, law. If she is a Christian, under God's control, she will command the respect of her children. 232.1 The children are to be taught to regard their mother, not as a slave whose work it is to wait on them, but as a queen who is to guide and direct them, teaching them line upon line, precept upon precept. 232.2 A graphic comparison of values dot dash dash The mother seldom appreciates her own work and frequently sets so low an estimate upon her labor that she regards it as domestic drudgery. She goes through the same round day after day, week after week, with no special marked results. She cannot tell at the close of the day the many little things she has accomplished. Placed beside her husband's achievements, she feels that she has done nothing worth mentioning. 232.3 The father frequently comes in with a self-satisfied air and proudly recounts what he has accomplished through the day. His remarks showed that now he must be waited upon by the mother, for she has not done much, except take care of the children, cook the meals, and keep the house in order. She has not acted the merchant, bought nor sold, she has not acted the farmer, in tilling the soil, she has not acted the mechanic, therefore she has done nothing to make her weary. He criticizes and censures and dictates, as though he was the lord of creation. And 233 This is all the more trying to the wife and mother, because she has become very weary at her post of duty during the day, and yet she cannot see what she has done and is really disheartened. 232.4 Could the veil be withdrawn and father and mother see, as God sees the work of the day, and see how his infinite eye compares the work of the one with that of the other, they would be astonished at the heavenly revelation. The father would view his labors in a more modest light, while the mother would have new courage and energy to pursue her labor with wisdom, perseverance, and patience. Now she knows its value. While the father has been dealing with the things which must perish and pass away, the mother has been dealing with developing minds and character, working not only for time but for eternity. 233.1 God has appointed her work dot dash dash would that every mother could realize how great are her duties and her responsibilities, and how great will be the reward of faithfulness. 233.2 The mother who cheerfully takes up the duties lying directly in her path will feel that life is to her precious, because God has given her work to perform. In this work she need not necessarily dwarf her mind nor allow her intellect to become enfeebled. 233.3 The mother's work is given her of God, to bring up her children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. The love and fear of God should ever be kept before their tender minds. When corrected, they should be taught to feel that they are admonished of God, that He is displeased with deception, untruthfulness, and wrongdoing. Thus the minds of little ones may be so connected with God that all they do and say will be in reference to His 234 glory. And in after years they will not be like the reed in the wind, continually wavering between inclination and duty. A 233.4 to lead them to Jesus is not all that is required. These children are to be educated and trained to become disciples of Christ, that our sons may be, as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be, as cornerstones, polished after the similitude of a palace. This work of molding, refining, and polishing is the mother's. The character of the child is to be developed. The mother must engrave upon the tablet of the heart lessons as enduring as eternity, and she will surely meet the displeasure of the Lord, if she neglects this sacred work or allows anything to interfere with it. The Christian mother has her God-appointed work, which she will not neglect, if she is closely connected with God and imbued with His Spirit.